Today we are talking about sport, and in particular running. Now that may not be a sport you think of that a blind person may be interested in, but I'm sure you've probably seen some of our athletes on TV scooping medals. Well, you don't have to be a Paralympian to enjoy the sport, and there's plenty of help and support out there. We're going to be chatting about a new website which can help visually impaired runners tie up with guide runners. And we have with us Liz Purbrick from England Athletics and Michelle Jordan from British Blind Sport. Liz, if I can come to you first of all, tell us a little bit about England Athletics.
Hi Alan, thanks. So England Athletics is the governing body for the sport of athletics and running in England. So we focus on developing grassroots level of the sport. We support affiliated clubs and run together groups all across England, and particularly my focus within the organisation is to try and support more disabled people to take part in running and athletics, and how we can improve that experience for everyone taking part.
Have you noticed a greater interest then in disabled people looking for more information, wanting to take up the sport?
Yes, which is great, and also a big appetite from our affiliated clubs and run together groups in how they can better support and attract disabled people to take part in the sport as well.
And we also have with us Michelle from British Blind Sport. Michelle, the organisation you work with then, is it sort of general sports across the board that you look to promote to visually impaired people?
So British Blind Sport's a national disability sports organisation, and we help blind and partially sighted people to get active and play sports. So that could be anything from, as we've mentioned earlier, running, swimming opportunities, partially sighted football. Absolutely, any kind of inquiry that comes through to us, we try and signpost people to the best local opportunities.
And that could be perhaps sport for fun, and perhaps even taking it to a professional level as well.
Absolutely, yeah. We try and help people from that initial inquiry, not knowing where to begin, not sort of knowing what kind of physical activity they want to get into, right through the various pathways to kind of help support that journey then on to more competitive activities or more serious kind of sporting pursuit.
Now, as we mentioned, we're talking today particularly about running and about a new website. Liz, tell us more about this, because you're kind of matching up sighted runners and disabled runners as well.
Yeah, so Find a Guide is actually an existing service that was developed between ourselves at England Athletics and British Blind Sport to help visually impaired people find and contact guide runners in England. It launched over 2 years ago now, so we've been working really hard to listen to people that have used Find a Guide, both visually impaired people and guide runners, to get some feedback from them about the service and how we could do things better. So we're relaunching Find a Guide on the 3rd of April with some improvements. So it's even easier now for a visually impaired person to search for and find a guide runner. They simply go onto the website, put in their postcode, and hopefully then up will pop some guide runners in that local area who they can then contact. All the guide runners on Find a Guide are licensed guide runners. So that means they've been DBS checked, and they've also attended a sight loss awareness and guide running workshop. And there's lots of different filters on there, so people can search for people of certain who can run certain speeds or certain distances, if they prefer a particular gender or age, and all sorts of guide runners out there ready to help people either just get started, or if you're already running and looking for more guide runners to support you. There's lots of options on there.
As you say, Liz, this is an existing website, but it will be relaunched with the bells and whistles, all these new filters and so on to help people find that perfect guide. Has that come through people asking for more?
It's two-pronged, really. It's us asking for feedback and how we could do things better, and it's also more and more interest, which is great. I think the more visually impaired people that are running, the more it's creating lots of interest in the sport, which is fantastic. And you know, the physical, social and mental well-being kind of benefits that it brings. So we're very happy to be supporting visually impaired people to run, and really happy that they're enjoying taking part in running.
Michelle, a real example here of working with other organisations and professional organisations, and the website, you know, having the filters and so on really sort of adds an extra string to the bow when people are looking for help and support.
Absolutely, and I think that's one of the hardest parts is that initial search, going to Google or using your phone and thinking this is what I want to do, and not even knowing how to go about it. So I think the additional filters and the up-to-date information are just going to be so invaluable to people that are trying to find someone specific to their area. With specifically with running, I think as well, people get that kind of elite or Paralympic image in mind, and oh, I must be really fast before I even start this. And you can find someone who goes at your pace as well, which I think is really important information to kind of help support people to get and stay running.
And Liz did make a quite a valid point. An important point is that, you know, it isn't just for professionals. There's the mental health aspect here, ending the isolation, perhaps helping visually impaired people grow their confidence and their skills as well.
Very, very much so, yeah. And I think both ourselves and British Blind Sport feel really passionate about that and the feedback that's coming from visually impaired people who are running, and also from the guide runners as well, you know, that some of the benefits that they're experiencing from running with a visually impaired person too.
And good to hear, you know, there are sighted runners out there who want to do this, you know, in their own time as well.
We've got lots of interest in our sight loss awareness and guide running workshop, and I'm pleased to say we're about to release information for 15 more workshops in 2018. So we'll be running more workshops and training up more guide runners. So hopefully we can increase the kind of number of guide runners across England, so there's more and more opportunity for visually impaired people to find a guide runner, but also find one, you know, that particularly suits them and their needs.
We are, of course, talking about the website covering England at the moment, but Michelle, are there plans to grow this across the UK?
Yes, the plan is to explore opportunities in Scotland, Wales and Northern Ireland as well, but just for now it's just operating in England.
Fantastic. Liz, perhaps you could give us the details of the website, or indeed any contact details if people would like to learn more from England Athletics.
Of course, yeah. So England Athletics website is www.englandathletics.org. And then specifically the Find a Guide service, if you're looking to go straight to that, then use www.findaguide.co.uk.
And Michelle, British Blind Sport obviously covers a huge range of sports as well. So if people would like more information on, of course, the athletics, but any other sports and support, how do they get in touch?
They can reach us again through our website. It's www.britishblindsport.org.uk. You can call the office on 01926 424 247 or email info@britishblindsport.org.uk.
And let's hope more blind and partially sighted people do take out the sports and hit the streets. And for the moment, to Liz Purbrick and to Michelle Jordan, thanks to both of you for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks, Alan.